Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. A doctor charged in Matthew Perry's death will cooperate with prosecutors. And sewer service about to cost a lot more in L.A. But first, investigators say they have made a shocking discovery under the home of the person suspected of killing a couple in Redlands. Human remains. Michael Sparks was arrested last night after being found underneath the home in a bunker-like structure. Daniel and Stephanie Menard were reported missing Sunday. Sparks was their neighbor. Police say the remains were found in the same bunker they found Sparks. The coroner has not identified them yet. Tammy Wilkerson, who also lives in the neighborhood, talked to KCAL News.
It's such a horrible way and such a petty thing. That didn't have to happen. I feel so bad for them and still kind of hoping it's not them.
And police are not saying anything about a motive, but Wilkerson did say that Sparks had issues with the Menards because of a tree near the property line between their homes. One of the doctors charged Matthew Perry's overdose death has been freed on bond. Natalie Tavidian was at the federal courthouse in downtown L.A.
Mark Chavez is one of five people charged in the October death of Friends star Matthew Perry. We just heard from his attorney, Matt Bittinger.
I am not going to have very many comments for you today. The main reason is because there are other defendants in this case that have not entered into a guilty plea. So since the case is ongoing, it wouldn't be appropriate for myself or my client to make any statements about the case. What we can tell you is that he is incredibly remorseful what happened, not just because it happened to Matthew Perry, but because it happened to a patient. He is trying to do everything in his power to right the wrong that happened here. He didn't accept responsibility today, but only because it wasn't on calendar. We're going to be setting a change of plea in the next few weeks, and so that'll happen here shortly once I contact the court. My client is accepting responsibility. He is doing everything in his power to cooperate, to help in this situation, and he is incredibly remorseful.
The judge ordered the release of Chavez on a $50,000 bond and read a long list of provisions, including that he must forfeit his medical license. And he was also ordered to forfeit his passport. At the federal courthouse in downtown L.A., I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We're going to have a lot more on the Perry case and what's next when we speak live with the defense attorney. That's coming up in about 5 minutes as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Possible stabbing has been reported on a Metro bus in the Manchester Square area of South L.A. this afternoon. Helicopter footage showed a bus stopped near a gas station at the intersection of Western and 76th. LAPD vehicles were there. Officers talking to people. A man could also be seen with what looked like a bloody wound on his neck. L.A. Fire put him into an ambulance. The suspect took off before cops got there, not knowing if the stabbing happened on the bus. A man's been shot inside a high-rise apartment complex in downtown L.A. The shooting happened around 2:40 inside the building on Spring Street. Officers say they found him with gunshot wounds to the leg and the shoulder. He was rushed to a hospital in unknown condition. Police also say the suspect got away in a black Mercedes-Benz SUV. Well, the city of L.A. has reached a settlement with the family of an innocent woman killed during a police shootout at a Trader Joe's in Silver Lake. Karen Adams reports.
The family of Melly Corrado says it took 6 years to get justice for her. They say it won't bring her back, but they reached a $9.5 million settlement with the city and LAPD. She was a manager at the time when she was struck by an officer's bullet during a gun battle with the man they were pursuing and who crashed into the Trader Joe's before running inside. The family's attorney, John Taylor.
When you look at the video that they have from the car, the camera, the body cam and the car cam, and you take a look at that, those officers pursued that man, you know, the car crashed, you know, there, and they jumped out of the car, the officers, and started shooting before the car had come to a stop. And they're shooting just in the general direction of the store. They're so far away from the guy they're shooting at that it's a disaster waiting to happen. And unfortunately, you know, Melly Corrado was doing the right thing to try and prevent people from going out there because of the, didn't know what danger was there for any of the employees. And she gets struck inside the store.
Taylor calls the agreement the largest pretrial settlement in a shooting case against L.A.
L.A. City Council approved a nearly $18 million settlement in the case of an intellectually disabled man who was shot and killed by an off-duty LAPD officer. This comes after the court case. Kenneth French, not able to speak, knocked Officer Salvador Sanchez down for an unknown reason as Sanchez held his 18-month-old child. This happened at a Costco store in Corona in 2019. Now, a judge ruled that Sanchez had used excessive and unreasonable force and was negligent when he fired his weapon. The police commission found Sanchez violated policy on the use of force, and he was fired from the department. LA homeowners one step closer to paying a lot more for their sewer service bills. Officials say the rate hike is needed to maintain operations and fix up aging infrastructure. City Council gave the preliminary approval. It was 11-3 vote. It's going to raise sewer bills by 22%. With more increases coming all the way through 2028, Councilmember Monica Rodriguez not in favor.
When I look at how severe these increases are going to affect seniors, businesses, without having had the independent analysis, without having had, frankly, I feel, a very transparent process that can ensure taxpayers have the ability to voice their concerns, I continue to have deep, deep reservations about procedurally how this has happened, but more importantly, about the impacts that it's going to have.
For the new rates to get fully implemented, it's going to need to pass a second vote early next month and get approval from Mayor Karen Bass. Now, how did Kamala Harris do in her first interview since taking over the top of the Democratic ticket? That's our big story. With Charles Feldman's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. But back to one of our top stories right now. One of the doctors charged in connection with the death of actor Matthew Perry has agreed to take a plea deal. Prosecutors say Mark Chavez is going to end up pleading guilty to conspiring to distribute ketamine. Chavez made his first appearance in federal court today. Also has agreed to give up his medical license, which means he will no longer be able to practice medicine. With us to explain what this means for the case going forward, defense attorney Trent Copeland. Trent, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Hi, Rob.
So what does the prosecution get out of this plea deal?
Well, in a word, they get cooperators. They get three people. Now this third person, Dr. Chavez, who's now pled guilty, along with the previous plea deals that were entered into by the personal assistant, longtime personal assistant of Matthew Perry, as well as his longtime associate. So there are now three people in the tent who have personal and specific knowledge about the drugs, about the timing of the purchase of the drugs, about when the drugs were supplied to Matthew Perry. They now have these three people who I think we can reasonably presume are going to cooperate with prosecutors and give the prosecutors other aspects of the pieces of the puzzle that the prosecutors will need to go after the remaining two defendants. And remember, there are two other defendants, that woman who prosecutors made a point of calling at their press conference the ketamine queen, as well as another doctor who they believe supplied the lion's share of these drugs.
So it's fair to say that Chavez is rolling over on the others involved in the case. Who's at the top of the list that the prosecutors want?
You know, it's not clear, Rob, but, you know, a general rule is first in, that is first into the door to cut a deal with the prosecutors, the better the deal you can get. And frankly, if prosecutors prop that door open for you to cut a deal, the inference is that you're not at the top of that food chain. So I think it's reasonable to assume that the, quote, ketamine queen, the supplier of these drugs, says the prosecutors, as well as the other doctor, are probably at the top of that food chain.
So what did Chavez get out of this? Did he get a good deal? Do his defense lawyers think, this works for us?
You know, I can only assume from having done this for 30 years, Rob, that they're pretty comfortable that the deal that they got today, and we don't know because Mr. Chavez did not speak following his court hearing. The judge didn't issue what that plea agreement would entail in specifics. But it's reasonable to assume that at this early stage, in fact, this was his first court appearance. At his very first court appearance, he enters a guilty plea. It's reasonable to assume that he has said, A, I'll cooperate. B, I'll do so if you give me leniency, prosecutors, and I'll be truthful and honest with you going forward. So I think what he gets is an opportunity to not have to spend an inordinate amount of time, energy, emotional resources, financial capital in defending himself. And he gets the promise of some leniency once he is sentenced.
All right, defense attorney Trent Covelin, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
The two men have been arrested in connection with the murder of a father in Glendale. Robert Danucci was shot and killed about 2 weeks ago in the parking lot of a strip mall on North Pacific Avenue. Witnesses say the shooter was sitting on a motorcycle and seemed to be waiting for him.
Mr. Danucci was an individual known here in Glendale. And unfortunately, on this day, you know, whatever transpired ended up in him losing his life.
Glendale Police Sergeant Vahe Abramian tells us investigators still trying to figure out a motive. He says they're also still looking into the case to see if other people may be involved. Major health insurance company has been hit with California's biggest ever penalty for denying gender-affirming care. Blue Cross of California and Anthem Blue Cross have to pay $850,000 to resolve complaints that they illegally denied coverage for gender-affirming care. They also have to hire a dedicated case manager for people diagnosed with gender dysphoria. State regulators say over 150 people were denied coverage. They're going to see their cases reviewed. Most of them already had those reversed charges back on them. Spokesperson for the insurance company say they take these matters seriously and have worked directly with the Department of Managed Health Care to identify and implement corrective actions.
The Big Story on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz finally sat down for their first in-depth interview since taking over the top of the Democratic ticket. And here's how Harris swatted away a question from CNN's Dana Bash about Donald Trump's racial comments about her.
He suggested that you happened to turn black recently for political purposes, mm-hmm. questioning a core part of your identity.
Yeah.
Any
same old tired playbook. Next question, please.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
KNX News Chief Correspondent Charles Felwin talked with Washington Post political columnist Karen Tumulty about how the interview went.
What do you think the objective was of that particular arrangement, that interview? And do you think whatever that objective might have been, it was achieved?
Well, I think that Harris is at a real pivot point here. I mean, the last 6 weeks have been pretty dizzying, you know, between, you know, her replacing Joe Biden at the top of the ticket and picking a running mate and pulling off this convention. And now she's kind of barnstorming the swing states to huge crowds. But this is kind of the moment at which she really has to begin to define herself and really begin to add some specifics as to how she would govern. So, you know, I think it was a beginning. I think it was a perfectly serviceable interview, but, you know, that she's kind of a work in progress.
Well, what exactly are her policies? Are they fundamentally different from Joe Biden's? And if so, why? Are they the same as Joe Biden's? And if so, why? What did you take from it?
Well, I've got to say her own positions have shifted significantly since she ran for president in her own right in 2019 as a California senator. And, you know, Dana Bash, to her credit, pressed her on this. I mean, why are you for fracking? Why do you have a tougher position on the border? Those sorts of things. And, you know, she began with, well, my values haven't changed, but she really didn't give an explanation of why her positions have changed.
That was kind of one of the stumbling blocks that I think she didn't get over, that I didn't quite understand what she meant by her values are the same. But as you just pointed out, yet her positions from 2019 to 2024, not that long of a period of time, in some cases have fundamentally changed. So what is, does it mean that she's just what, a pragmatist? Is that what it means?
You know, I think she's gonna have to explain this better, and I think she's especially gonna have to explain this better on the debate stage. And the other thing that she is gonna have to explain, and again, this has been a pretty quick transition. She's still very much a work in progress, but the other thing she is gonna have to explain is how she can both embrace the record of the Biden administration and still portray herself as an agent of change, you know, someone who is ready to turn the page, as she keeps putting it. And she sort of struggled with explaining that as well last night.
And the ratings are in. A little over 6 million people watched, making it one of the best ratings nights CNN has had this year.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here. 521, your money now. Here's Bloomberg's Scott Carr.
Coke adds life and a whole lot of plastic garbage to the planet. That's the sentiment at the heart of a lawsuit filed by the environmental activist group Earth Island. Now a Washington appeals court has reversed an earlier court decision, giving the green light for a lawsuit against Coca-Cola by the group, which claims statements made by the soda giant about being a good environmental steward were false and violated D.C.'s Consumer Protection Act. The government says July spending in the U.S. on all kinds of goods and services was higher, while at the same time inflation cooled. Wall Street's response, a fourth record high for the Dow this week. The Dow climbed 228 points to a record 41,563. The S&P 500 gained for the fourth consecutive month, up a full percentage point today. And tech stocks ended the month higher overall. The Nasdaq gained 197 points. I'm Bloomberg's Scott Carr, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Friday, August 30th, next edition Monday.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.